Dr. Summer, ordinating clinging up from Miss Clinton, Cynthia Clampett, last of all, C-L-A-M-P-A-T, first of all, C-Y-M-T-H-I-A, today's date is 1/14/2013, patient is a 49-year-old Caucasian female, comes to the clinic with a chief complaint of number one, elevated diastolic blood pressure, number two, angina, diagnosed in 2011, number three, born with hypothyroidism, number four, weight gain, number five, fatigue, number six, blurred vision, number seven, cough, number eight, shortness of breath, number nine, short chest pain, number ten, constipation, number 11, indigestion, number 12, easily stressed. She sees a doctor, Stoglin, S-T-O-G-L-I-N, for anxiety disorder / depression. She was previously seen by Dr. Islam, I-S-L-A-M, who is a primary care doctor. She comes in seeking a new doctor. Her diastolic blood pressure is elevated. She's on numerous anxiety medications. She's on Buspar, Atenolol, Olanzapine, O-L-A-N-Z-A-P-I-N-E. She comes to the clinic with the aforementioned problems in light of her fatigue. I'm going to check her labs. CAM-12, CBC, TSH, B12 folate, vitamin D level, cholesterol level. We'll do a Boston Heart cholesterol check. I'm going to do an EKG echo due to chest pain. Well, she's probably going to end up doing a stress test. We'll look at these the results of these preliminary studies first period. She has complaints of cough. I'm going to do a chest x-ray. She's drinking four Cokes a day. I told her to switch to a decaffeinated soda period. I've given her a GERD precaution sheet. I've given her a dietary sheet. She denies any nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, headaches, dizziness, blur, there's some blurred vision, no positive chest pain, no focal motor sensory deficits, no skin rashes, skin lesions, no abdominal pain, no frequency of dysuria, no medication, no polydipsia, polyuria, no hepatic tolerance. She has not had a flu shot, does not want it. She's had a colonoscopy in 2008, but Dr. Simorowski was clear. She's had a mammogram 2 years ago. We'll schedule a mammogram. She does not want a flu shot. She's had endometriosis. Has a total hysterectomy, past medical history of significance number one, anxiety disorder / depression, severe, stays home mostly. Number two, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Number three, depression. Number four, renal stones. Number five, congenital hypothyroidism. Number six, endometriosis. Number seven, right lazy eye. Past surgical history, number one, bilateral bunionectomy in the feet. Dr. Donner, number two, cholecystectomy. Number three, total hysterectomy. This is Dr. Simon over at Dixon Hopkins Clinic. Note from Ms. Cynthia Clampett. We'll have the patient come back in 1 week, 1 to 2 weeks for follow-up, and we'll go over lives with her at that time. We'll schedule a mammogram as well.